MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Hovart. Tuesday is election day across the country, and in New Mexico, the hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Everything from mayor and city council races to sheriff and school board members, as well as other local and state board positions, will be on the ballot. Some positions are nonpartisan, meaning there is no party affiliation to the specific position, such as mayor races, and others, like the sheriff races, are partisan, meaning candidates must declare a party. Please check with your county clerk's office for voting locations, or go to the New Mexico Secretary of State website at sos.nm.gov. Some counties, particularly in the southeast portion of the state, have a historically poor voter turnout, especially in odd-numbered years. Please vote and make your voice heard. In Texas, there will be 17 constitutional amendments, usually listed as statewide propositions, at the top of the ballot for voters to vote on. That includes a $51 billion in property tax cut for homeowners and businesses, and other proposed amendments would prevent the state from imposing additional taxes on personal or business capital gains, securities transactions, and those working in securities and inheritances. Other proposals would fund water infrastructure. The Texas State Technical College and Proposition 14 will provide funding to research on dementia treatment and prevention. A few proposals would amend the Constitution to limit when a person can be released on bail, enshrine parental rights, clarify citizenship requirements for Texas voters, and overhaul the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. And Lee County commissioners are partnering with the Consumer Energy Alliance in support of the reuse of treated produced water for non-potable uses, aiming to conserve limited fresh water supplies and push back against the state of New Mexico's rules. Commissioners unanimously voted on a resolution of support with hopes to, quote, get things back on track to speed things up. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.